The Education Committee will be holding a public hearing tomorrow up at the state capitol covering 14 pieces of legislation. Specifically, the first piece of legislation listed on the agenda is Senate Bill 7, which is getting a lot of attention, specifically from Bridgeport students, educators, and city leaders, an act concerning educational equity. Joining us now to talk about this is Joe Sokolovic, the vice chair of the Bridgeport Board of Education. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me again. Yeah, this is a very important bill to us.
Yes, it certainly is. And did you notice, Joe, I got your title right for the first time ever instead of finance chair? I got it right that time.
Ma'am.
Did
awesome.
You check that, right?
Thank you.
I know,
yes,
right?
Ma'am.
We're on
I,
it today.
I caught that right away when you did the lead-in.
Well, man, I mean, how many times can you mess it up before you get it right? So, Joe, I want to talk about, you know, this is something that you have been sounding the alarm about, I think, as long as you've been on, maybe before even being on the Board of Education, but educational equity and why Bridgeport really stands out. Could you talk a little bit about this?
Yeah. And it's not just Bridgeport. It's all the major cities that have been underfunded in the past 13 years. This is it. Bridgeport, Waterbury, Hartford, New Britain, and then nearly every district is touched by underfunding in education, especially black and brown, poor districts. Because the way it's set up, it's overly reliant on property taxes. And what the ECS formula does is attempt to correct for that. It was created to correct for that very issue. However, the foundation amount has been frozen in time since 2013, while prices rose and basically education froze.
Well, and something that, Joe, I know I've talked to CCM about and education experts in the state of Connecticut is the ECS funding, something you and I have talked about as well. And there was a public hearing on that, I want to say, in the early part of the legislative session last month. This was being discussed in the importance of looking at ECS funding. And does that play, would you say, a role in also this bill in passing it?
Oh, absolutely. The bill as written right now is a start, but it's insufficient. If the bill passes today as written, Bridgeport alone will still have $26 million in cuts to make this year.
Really?
Because it's only raising the foundation amount by under $1,000, and it's been shortchanged by about $5 over time. Bridgeport needs $44 million just to stay even with what we have right now, and his bill only gets 18, and I'm sure Waterbury and the other districts are in the same position. So we definitely need the foundation amount to catch up to inflation. To catch up to inflation, we need about $16,500 in that bill. And they got the bill tops out at $15,000 and change, and it's phased in over 4 years.
Wow.
Which is entirely too little, too late, but it's a start.
So what, I guess, so what you're saying, Joe, if I'm understanding, not trying to put words in your mouth, but this, you know, and again, there's a series of bills being looked at, but the educational equity, the way you're saying it, is really just addressing that, yes, we do have an equity issue in especially our city school districts, but it to me, dare I say, it kind of sounds like checkmark legislation. So, hey, we addressed it. We know it's a problem. Here's a little bit of money. Good luck and Godspeed. It kind of sounds like that. Like, we know there's an issue. We'll do a little bit. But this is really not, it sounds like, in your words, going to impact districts like Bridgeport significantly. You're still going to see a multi-million dollar cut.
Yes, absolutely. And this all goes hand in hand. This is definitely important. Every dollar counts, because those dollars, $18 million, really nothing to sneeze at, because, well, the cuts are going to be devastating either way. But this anything less you got to cut is good.
Okay,
but so not good enough. This being an gubernatorial election year, and all the legislators up as well. This is why it's getting so many legs, and so many districts are being hit so hard for it that they have to address it somehow, but they need to address it fully. I don't think anybody wants to be going into the election, into any primaries come September, where school districts are laying off astronomical amount of people.
So, again, we've got Joe Sokolovic here, who is the vice chair of the Bridgeport Board of Education. And will there be a team of people from Bridgeport going up there. I think I saw something in the Connecticut Post recently. There was a student, Dr. Avery was talking about this, the interim superintendent. Were they just up in Hartford recently? This is not the first time, obviously, just this session alone, we've seen Bridgeport representation up there. But who's going to this public hearing?
Yeah, they're going up again tomorrow. In addition to the public hearing, they got a few of the municipalities are getting together and going up there as well. There's going to be student representatives, staff representatives up there. I'm not sure I'm going to get up there in time because I'm looking at the public hearing, depending upon what number I get on the list, if I'm going up or not. But there'll be a significant Bridgeport presence up in Hartford tomorrow.
Is there anything?
As well as other cities.
Okay. Is there anything else on the? No. You're fine, Joe. Is there anything else on this list that stands out to you? I was looking at some of the Senate bills, like Senate Bill number 311, an act concerning disconnected youth. House Bill 5002, which I believe is the housing bill, an act concerning education funding, special ed, and early childhood programs. Anything else that stood out to you, Joe, that you are going to be speaking upon or you want people to be aware of that public hearing is happening?
Yeah, 5002 is definitely a bit concerning to me because it also does address the foundation amount, but only in an inflationary manner for 1 year. And it also increases funding for charter schools without increasing accountability. So every time you increase funding for charter schools, that draws more money from the state coffers away from true public education and money meant for the many and draws it to money for the few. And charter schools actually educate less English language learners, special education, and suspend more than the traditional public schools, and really draws the resources. It's an inefficient use of resources.
I want to encourage people, if you go to the cga.ct.gov website, you not only can see the full agenda, but there's actually an interactive opportunity where you can click on the language of the bill and then you could see exactly what it's discussing. And if you then want to sign up, I do want to encourage you to sign up by this afternoon. Many times if you want to be able to be there in person or on the Zoom call to testify publicly, you have to do it by the afternoon before the day of the public hearing. So again, that website is cga.ct.gov. A big day in Hartford tomorrow where a public hearing will be happening in front of the Education Committee. They're looking at 14 pieces of legislation. And we had Joe Sokolovic here, Vice Chair of the Bridgeport Board of Education, talking about at least Senate Bill 7, the first item on that agenda, which is an act concerning educational equity. But will it, as the bill stands, actually bring the equity places like Bridgeport and our city districts deserve? It sounds like it still needs some improvement. So, Joe, I want to thank you so much for always giving us your insight and the heads up on this, and certainly keep us posted on what happens next.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on and allowing me to advocate for this bill.
Absolutely. Again, Joe Sokolovic, who is the vice chair of the Bridgeport Board of Ed. I am going to put a link to the CGA website if you want to see the full list of public hearings, I should say, happening. There's a public hearing, I should say, on this. The full list of bills being discussed during that public hearing. If you want to see the full list, click on the bills and then get involved. I will put that link on our website, voiceofct.com.